No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here with my man Sharp.
Yes, sir.
And we're having a sit down with the Hoff twins.
He only
know how to say it. The porn star says the Hoff twins.
The Hoff twins.
Hey, we're not all plug talk, Mike.
You could be. You might end up there. But I do. I want to throw this out there. I just recall last time there was a lot of complaints, and you know you could choose to take this criticism or not. But there was a lot of people who said that you guys were basically talking the entire time at the same time. So maybe just something to keep in mind.
We're going
to
slow it down for y'all today.
I'm not telling you how to podcast, anything like that. I'm just saying that last time I remember a lot of people tapping in and being like, bro, you got to tell them to talk one at a time. So I know it's going to be tough, but just a thought, just an idea.
You know what's so cool is because I gave them that game before we came on the camera.
Oh, you told them too?
Prepared. Oh. They was already prepared.
Come on, we ain't blind to this. We seen it too.
Right? Yeah, we but just to get the extra preparation, I prepped them off camera. They was already ready to come in and, you know, kill it.
I tried to make some content out of it right there. You hear me?
You did.
Anyway, it's Halloween, so let's just throw that out there. Absolutely none of us dressed up. I have my snowman costume in the other room.
Too.
You do?
Yeah.
What are you dressed as?
I'm Joker today, Mike.
You're the Joker?
I'm the Joker today, y'all.
You don't look like that Joker-ish, but I do. I like that.
He said he got the costume in the car.
I just got it. You know what I mean?
You have it on deck. I thought you were just saying like your overall personality is like the Joker.
No. I don't play games, man. I don't joke around, right?
Okay. I like that you guys both got the twins exotic neck tattoo.
We didn't have that last time we was here?
I don't think so. Or at least I don't remember. I think you just started talking about twin exotics.
Twin exotics for a profit, man.
About it, Yeah. You know what? I liked y'all lingo. I ain't gonna lie. When y'all first walked in, when I watched the interview last night, I'm getting my hair cut, you know, because I talked to Adam. We didn't want to ask the same shit because that'd be.
Can everybody mute their phone? Because I keep hearing it coming from somewhere, yeah.
That'd be garbage, you know, if us ask you the same shit. So I'm watching y'all, man. I'm like, man, these dudes is funny as hell, man. I said they got a little bit of game about themselves. I like that a lot about y'all, man. What's life been like after that documentary that y'all did? I think y'all did the documentary before we say y'all did the documentary with Channel 5.
Yeah, we did a documentary, then we did No Jumper.
Mm.
So y'all did the doc and then No Jumper.
And promotional campaign style, they have another Channel 5 thing coming out soon. So somehow
we got a
me and Andrew are on the same page.
We got a Twins Day vlog coming out with them. We went to Ohio with them. And it was
in Twinsburg, Ohio.
Yeah, Twinsburg, Ohio. There's an event called Twins Day.
So they do an event for twins, and they do it in Twinsville just because it's funny. They make people go super out of their way to this random place.
They say it's something in the water. Like, it's hella people from Twinsburg there, too. Like, oh, it's something in the water. We all got twins.
They said if you live there, you're going to have twins.
Right.
So, yeah, but they get all the twins. It's called Twins Day. All twins from all over come to Twinsburg.
I think it was, 3,000, I believe? It was 3,000 sets of twins.
Babies and old men. You know, because you got to register for the event.
Yeah, well, there was 3,000,
so
I believe.
People just came. You know, parents bringing their little sets, you know, baby twins and shit. It's dinner like a family reunion for twins.
Really?
Like, twins, they all do this shit.
How's it a family reunion? Y'all don't even know each other.
We don't, but
they all have this shared experience, right?
Like, telekinetic.
The people I met this time, you know, I'll probably go back and see them again. You know what I mean? But
the same people come back every year.
How many sexy twins were there?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I seen some bad bitches.
There's gotta be, right?
It was a few. I don't know.
I really went to, let me see if it's any twin competition. Like, yeah, if it's any twins.
Twin flexors.
It was the Midwest.
So as twins, y'all got a high expectation for what some twin bitches should
be. Everyone dressed it like it didn't look like twins.
It then made me a little sad, because it's a lot of them twins stayed, they lived in the same house. Feel me? They was in a relationship with their twin. They didn't have none of their own girls, none of their own families. It's we got our own families, we got our own life, but we still twins for life. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can still branch off and live your mother. Life, you don't gotta be stuck. Right.
Imagine just having a sad life as a twin, though.
Yeah.
Like a conjoined twin.
That's where we felt bad.
Oh man,
when you're
that was just living together forever.
Sex you gotta lay
job, sharing a car. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's they just did it for the whole life. Why branch off? We just split everything.
If y'all was conjoined twins, y'all think y'all would still have the same style, the same approach to things and how y'all move.
I mean, if we was conjoined, we'd just be right. You know, we couldn't leave each other, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'd be saucy, man. I'd be fucking a bitch right here. He'd be fucking a bitch right here.
Hey, we'd be sweating.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere. We just, hey, we sharing girlfriends for now.
Have you guys ever been homies with some conjoined twins? Because I'm trying to imagine if me and Sharp were just connected as a kid right now. It'd be hard life.
It's already too close for comfort.
At the twin festival.
Even just that felt kind of sus, you know?
Hey, at the twin festival, there was conjoined twins.
We didn't see them, though. Like,
it was like a picture on a hotel room. There was like the conjoined twins. You could come in and come meet them.
Imagine how real it must have got that they can't separate them.
Like, the thing.
Like they have like a brain nerve stuck together or something that makes it so that they can't separate them. Because obviously they would be separated if it was a possibility, right?
Sure, sure.
Wow.
But it's crazy.
So when y'all walked in, did y'all walk into the room with
We knocked. No one answered, though.
You knocked at the twin convention?
No, they had the conjoint, some conjoint.
So it was a hotel that all the twins.
So it's a meet and greet with some famous conjoined twins?
Yeah.
Shut up. They're like celebrities in the twin community?
I don't know if they're celebrities, but it's just, we at the hotel.
I mean, I guess they is famous because they stuck together.
Well, if you're going to a hotel to meet up with them and you got to knock on a door.
It's just a hotel that everyone goes to.
From the event. So everyone at the event.
So we got a room there because we was doing a whole little shit there, so we got
pool parties with nothing but twins. We went bowling with hella sets of twins.
We ended up starting our show out there. We about to start a show called Twin of Hearts, reality
and
show.
Really? So
like we're twin dating show. So we got
other twins.
So we got like six sets of twins, and we went on blind dates with each one of them.
You know who I feel like the only other twins that are comparable to you guys are the ATL twins. Did we ever talk about them?
I mean, I don't think we ever talked about them. They ain't even relevant, though. I mean,
I ain't heard about them in years.
They
ever
really did, though. They just was famous twins that I think Gucci Man put them in.
Spring Breakers?
I want some twin shits, man.
Like, we really doing shit. You know, like, we got shit. Twin Exotics. We making movies, slapping booties. We rapping now.
I feel like the ATL twins were mostly focused on doing cocaine.
Like, I don't see a set of twins that's fucking with us. Real talk.
I mean, the ATL twins were pretty lit during their era, though. Some people would say that they created the blueprint.
You feel like that?
What blueprint?
No blueprint. Ran with it. We didn't have no blueprint to go.
Came out the mud.
Yeah, because I feel like you guys are coming from a perspective where you don't even really know what the fuck is going on outside of your little bubble.
Now we know exactly what's going on because we're all over the place. Like we said, we everywhere on every. We not just in.
I'm from a small city, but I branched out to other cities and conquered other cities. I'm a motherfucking
Atlanta.
Boss.
We everywhere, like you know, like
we go. Yeah,
Vegas.
We could go anywhere and stand out.
But I've seen enough like hood documentaries.
We just went on a tour with Channel 5.
I've seen enough hood
documentaries. $1 million tour at that.
I've seen enough hood documentaries about where you guys are from in Marin City or whatever that I feel like I
Marin City.
Okay, we're in Marlin City.
Marin,
the Marlins.
No. California, right?
Hey, the Giants. Yes. Right. We right in San Francisco.
Is that still?
That's where I don't know. We right next to San Francisco, literally.
Okay,
like,
I was trying to figure out if that
Tupac
was in like
is originally
Valley.
From Marin City. No. That's like
Fresno, all that shit going.
We like to LA. We the Bay Area, and then they got Silicon Valley right there. We the Bay Area.
Yeah, you
know? I know. And
California,
because you got like in that documentary. So this is something I learned from Swamp Stories. Shout out to Swamp Stories who did a video about you guys. But
that was pretty big too.
When you did that documentary, there was a bunch of black chicks from your hood who were saying like, oh, they're the only white boys around, yada yada, and then people go and look it up and they see like in this county it's like 80% white.
She said they're the only white boys in Marin,
right?
She just said Marin City, you know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, it's all promotion. It's funny, that's what I'm saying. It was all for shits and giggles. But we the only two white boys in Marin City. Marin County is white. Primarily white.
How dangerous is Marin City?
Like, I mean, it's dangerous, just like any hood. It's just like
it's an all-black neighborhood. Look it up.
You know,
people
it's
get
a
popped
hood.
Up. And,
it's a hood.
And see, that's where I've always been a firm believer.
If you
they
good, try to kill us.
Everywhere you go. Bro,
Marin County,
you go.
They're trying to kick all the blacks out of Marin City just because we're bringing the population, I mean, like the value
property
down,
value
property
down.
Value down, yeah. Just because
I love how you
so many,
we.
So many crimes and shit.
Family. I love how y'all said we. Family, like,
so they're mad
culture,
because it's $1 million spot. We it right is. There by the water.
So we're blessed though. We are blessed because we're right there and we're next to all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
We're right there.
No, it's
Wait, $1 million spot.
Are they gonna get rid of the projects or
they're
what?
They're trying, but they want to regentrify, but we ain't trying to let them. You know. Because we know once they regenerate,
doing that to every project right now.
Yeah, they trying to make a mixed income so they can make money off.
But what they do is so they raise charge, the property
they could
rent.
Charge regular people like
white
people
have some regular rent and then we Section 8, the black, and then some gonna be on. They gonna have regular. Yeah. Flat rate.
Like rents done went up, man. Yeah. Since COVID, man, like $600-700.
Yeah.
They trying to move niggas out. If you don't move out, what they're trying to do is you ain't gonna have no money for nothing else. All you're gonna be able to do is pay your rent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's probably about all you're gonna do if you ain't gonna have no life, for sure.
But how has life changed since you guys got this level of fame? Because last time I did content with you guys, it was like you just kind of started. So I don't know. How different is it these days?
I mean, it's different because we're more known. Mm. Like, everywhere we go. Yeah, we're businessmen at the end of the day. You know, like, we sell, you know, weed and clothes and whatever, you know, dogs. So now we have a name. It's just we make one post and everyone want to buy a dog. Or, you know what I mean? It's just, that's what's really changed. Everything just go faster.
What kind of dogs y'all got?
How many Frenchies?
What kind of dogs? Frenchies? With them fluffies?
I
got one of them with platinum.
What's a fluffy?
It's just a long hair Frenchie.
Long hair.
We're with more like that. We got the regular Frenchies, but they more exotic. Like, no, you know.
Yeah, we got them small ones, not them long back, long leg ass Frenchies. We got small, Frenchies, small, you know? Exotic ones.
Dr.
Yeah.
Seuss,
a Frenchie that'll fit in your purse, man.
The real mini Frenchies.
Well, because that's like a new thing that happens to me now is that people will come up to me on the street and say, hey, do you want a Frenchie? Or like, my name is so and so, I do Frenchies. And I'm like, I don't know anything about dogs, so I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Feel me? And we got
there's some of the best dogs moving right now, bro. Like, Frenchie's the top of the chart. If you look at what dogs are being sold, they're sitting right at the top.
They just won dog of the year 2 years ago.
They're sitting right at the top, Adam.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I got a long-haired one. You know what I'm saying? He looks like a little lion.
Mm.
I'm saying he's all like that sandy blonde.
Because them just came out. Them got popular.
The dogs is a $1 million game, too.
But people going to realize, like, man, not now. I got hair all over my couch.
Yeah. Well, he don't shed. I really don't even
get older.
Yeah, he don't even shed. He's probably about a year. He don't even shed like that.
I like a small dog that fit, feel me? That don't get no hair involved.
Well, my nigga, you know what I do? I send a dog to the groomers, you know, things like that. You know, the dog ain't just sitting around looking grungy.
Yeah, get that motherfucker haircut, man. When you go get cut, cut the dog up.
Yeah, no, most definitely, man.
What do you do with the dogs when you're on the road doing something like this?
Oh, we got the bitches watching them. Or my mama. I drop them off at my mama.
Yeah, they in the hood right now.
Really? You just dump your fucking dog on your mom?
She called me every day. Oh, I'm tired of it. Come get your dogs.
I'm tired of cleaning up.
She didn't gave a couple of my dogs away.
How's your mom doing, by the way?
She's doing good. She's back in school now.
Yeah,
What she doing?
You put your mom in school?
She likes working on cars and shit. My mom work on cars. She like working
on cars.
That's her thing.
With cars.
She a mechanic.
You
know? That's cold.
But she be like making purses and doing clothing design too.
She got her own little
woman of many talents.
Huh?
Yeah. Woman of many talents.
That part. And where we get it from?
Wow. That's impressive. So what type of work could she do on the car? Like sort of basic stuff, or is she like a Pimp My Ride type character?
The other day, man, I broke an oil pan on my car in Oakland. She pull up at 1 a.m, we jacked the car up, take the oil pan off, man, I had to buy a new oil pan before she got there, put that motherfucker on and everything.
Well, he asked a
two
good question.
3 a.m.
He asked a good question about what type of cars, because you know, like, man, old schools put even old schools together. If she know how to do old schools and even do fabrication work on them.
But she just more of a, like, if it's something broke, she can fix it.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, tell her, man, when you get home, mom, start working on these niggas old schools. That's where the money's at.
That's where it is at.
You know what I'm saying? That's where the money really at, man. Tell her to start picking up a few projects, couple niggas in the hood trying to get their old school together. And she just do like the wiring and the motor work and the transmission work, driveline rear end. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit like that, bro. She make 10, 15,000 a car. Niggas is charging for that shit today. Niggas is paying because they want their shit on the road to look fly.
She more like the hood mechanic.
Yeah, she pulling up.
Well, then she going to do real good with hood niggas. You know what I'm saying? She going to do real good with hood niggas.
Hey, if you stuck and on the side of the road, she going to pull up.
Oh, that's live. She know how to take a hanger, a piece of bubble gum, and get us home.
Oh, yeah. If you lock your keys in there, she going to get to... she gonna
hanger all that. Let's pull the glass back. Let's make sure that we don't break it. Stick that hanger on down through there, man.
Are you guys, like, overwhelmingly famous up north now? Like, I could just imagine you guys can't really go to, like, a rap show or a club or whatever.
Everywhere we go, they're like, oh, my God, it's the Hoff Dunes. They wanted to get us on video and, you know, take
it's
a picture.
It's cool, though. We like
but
that
I don't
shit.
Mind it, you know?
It's all positive attention?
Yeah, it's all positive.
You haven't had to deal with any, like, real haters or anything?
Not really, hell no.
It's unlike a lot of.
I feel like we see.
I feel like haters. The haters, yeah, the haters on the internet.
Attention to that shit.
The
once you see us in real life, it's like, oh, okay. You know, if you got something hateful to say, you might well not even say.
Bruh.
Because you can't do nothing but respect.
Half them people on the internet be little ass kids,
nigga.
Just trying to throw salt in the campaign. Not even just little kids trying to throw salt in the campaign. That's all it is. Daring to be different. Just daring to be different online. You know, that's how it goes. I mean, shit, come on, Adam. You've been in the space for how long and been moving? You see how, like, a lot of people say more shit online than they'd probably ever come say to your face.
They run up and take a picture with you.
I mean, you could.
Straight the fuck up. Your biggest off. Yeah.
I've had days where, like, you look at Twitter, you search your name on some post, there's, like, you know, people talking about you. You just seen an Instagram post with 10,000 comments. Exactly. Shitting on you, and then you just go. I go out into the real world, and I'm like, "Oh right, like this shit very rarely like turns into real life energy, you know?"
Yeah.
They want to shake your hand, be your friend.
Mm-hmm. But one of the most controversial things about your appearance on this podcast, in particular, was that Royce the 5'9". He stands out to me as someone who was very critical about you guys using the N-word, and I know a lot of other people were. So, where is your mind state at on being white, saying the N-word? Has your thought process on that evolved at all?
About that, look, we don't necessarily try and even say it. You know, it's just. That's just what it is embedded in it.
It's not vocabulary. Like niggas.
Did y'all, like, nigga is like I'm ask. I'm going to ask. Let me ask, bro. Like, is it because that's the type of people y'all grew up around? Like,
it's just, yeah. Everyone's saying it. Yes.
In your neighborhood and where everybody and they probably go look at y'all.
Hey, we was there since 5. You know what I mean? That's like all we know. We don't see. Yeah. We won't even look at each other as color. Like, that's my brother. Like, you know?
Right.
Whether or not, I'd be trying not to say it.
Yeah. I be watching my videos like, damn, cool. How many times I say
that shit too much? Like, what the fuck? I need to broaden my vocabulary.
Yeah.
And it's really more like a filler word, you know? Because, like I said, we really out. From the project.
That's the best way to put it right there. That's what that word's always been for, was filler.
Yeah.
I've caught really myself saying it most of the time. I'm like, damn,
This shit not only is in me.
That's why I say on the dead homies.
We don't try and do nothing. We just do it.
I say on the dead homies or something instead of.
I wish I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Feel me? But it's already in me what I'm gonna do. This is me.
Okay, but how
I'm
does it how does it feel
fake it?
How does it feel when you have somebody like Royce the 5'9", who's like a legendary rapper from Detroit?
I don't even know who that is.
But he's from like a totally different world.
I've been trying
world.
To see that video, and when he talked about me, like, I didn't even
he's
see
a rapper.
It.
He's a rapper from Detroit.
Okay, hey, but
he was around
legend.
Like
he been around forever.
I feel like if he met me, he would be like, oh, okay. These dudes is cool. Like,
hey,
you know what I mean?
Was popping.
He'll probably want to squabble you.
Okay,
get him up. We can do a boxing match.
Nah, he probably was gonna do it.
Boxing matches. We got bitches fighting. We've been doing boxing matches.
But he's like Eminem's best friend. One of Eminem's best friends.
Y'all ain't want to get. It's a fight, man. We start throwing our own fights, right?
That's when he was popping.
But okay, he's one of Eminem's best friends, so he knows it's a thing or two about white boys.
Yeah, I mean,
not that you guys are white boys or anything. I don't want to put that smut on your name.
You know, I mean, who he is, man.
Right.
We do what we want. White players do what they want. Suckers do what they can't.
But has there ever been a point where you're like reading through the YouTube comments on something? You're like, damn, there's like 3,000 people on this post who don't appreciate me saying it. Does that ever make you like kind of? Think about
I'll be seeing people. They be like, "Oh, if they said that, it where we at? They want to leave." I was just in Ohio with all the, you know. I go out of state and I'm still
like
myself.
We not
and I still
it.
Don't need no help.
You
know what I mean?
Off.
Everybody
you
with
can
me.
Smell
you know?
It. Listen, dog. You can smell
real,
it
recognize
y'all.
Real. At
real,
the end of the
real
day.
Can smell you know? Real. You know,
I don't
what I'm
go on there acting. I don't got no fucking cape on or no red nose. You know,
and I like how y'all.
I might have a red nose, bitch, with me, man, but I ain't got a red nose. Maybe when I get a little drunk, I get red.
Because it ain't that. We not 6'9", and
yeah, like they don't come in with the colorful hair, the 100 chains, trying to. You know what I'm saying? This is just really. They personality.
This is not an act.
And that's what they always say. Can a nigga be who he truly is or portray themselves to be online, on camera, without all that?
Like you said, we do.
That's what matters.
On camera and off camera.
That's what matters. Yeah.
I mean,
that's
what matters the most. We ain't putting the show on for the camera. We need to. I need to put a show on.
Look, let me ask y'all something. What do y'all think about a dude like Aiden Ross saying the N-word?
Bro, he did it for like publicity. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you saying it, I mean, like I said, I don't promote the shit.
Yeah,
we don't. You know, I mean, bro,
Aiden Ross didn't come from the hood, so he's like trying to say it.
Yeah,
we're not trying
he
to,
wants
say
to say it. We don't want
to. It was a big deal for him to say it. It's literally nothing
Look,
for you to say.
It's different for if you want to say it versus if you just if it's in you and you saying it, like you know.
But he was standing right next to Chief Keef, so if I was gonna say the N word, I would probably want somebody like Chief Keef to co-sign me.
Okay, but
right?
It's 2023,
it's
though.
2023.
Like, anything happening out of nowadays.
I like, think it's probably a worse time to be saying the N-word.
They talked about it before they did it.
1985, if you were a white rapper saying the N-word, I feel like people wouldn't have really even noticed, right? Well, they probably wouldn't notice, but...
No, I don't do that. I'm just, if I say it, I say it. And if it's a problem, then hey.
Hey, people don't even realize when we say it. Like,
you never had a squabble because of it?
It's because the lingo is the way y'all speak.
It don't come out weird and awkward.
It don't
like,
come out weird
and awkward. Someone ask, like an outsider not knowing what's going on, say something, and you know, we didn't almost.
You packed them out?
I mean, we didn't even have to because we didn't realize what time it was before I even had to do it. You know what I mean? Just like you said, on the outside looking in, they don't really know what's going on.
Do you ever involve yourself with BLM or anything?
BLM?
Black Lives Matter? Like, yeah, I feel like
we didn't do a couple rallies in the town.
Have you really?
Yeah.
And you show up, and you're loved and treated like heroes?
You didn't hear about all the looting going on?
You were looting shit?
Oh, man, you didn't hear about that? You didn't hear about them windows getting kicked in, man?
That's your involvement with BLM.
Oh, man. We was there, and I didn't care, man.
You don't have to, like, fully incriminate yourself, but did you get anything good? Get some Foot Locker shit going on or something? You get some gift cards?
I feel like this.
I get gift cards on the regular.
It is all about your upbringing, homie. Hey, I feel like this. It is really about your upbringing and where you came from, you know what I'm saying, in the society that you grew up in, bro, and the people that you've been around all your life. Because I seen white boys grow up in the neighborhood say nigga. Mexicans grow up in the neighborhood saying nigga.
It's all where you at.
You got... This is all where you at. You can tell in a culture. There's one thing you can't take from a person. Is they true culture at hand, homie?
If you started there real young,
that's all these niggas
mold into
that's all these niggas know.
Where they from, like, you know what I mean?
That's all y'all knew coming up, homie. So I understand. Yeah. I understand that aspect, bro. I get it. I've seen it. What's so cold is they're not the first. Like, it's going on right now. There's white boys in the hood right now saying
right
niggas
down.
And nigga, nobody gonna say and do nothing. That's, nigga, what you mean?
White boys were running around popping shit right now.
Right now.
Where? Damn. Who? I need to meet them.
No, see, we ain't doing all that.
We got to interview them.
We ain't doing all that, Adam. Yeah. Come on, church. That's why I was here today.
Yeah, white boys got, it's not. White boys got dreads on their shit, man.
We need a white King Von.
Hey. White boys with dreads.
Oh, shit.
What y'all think?
Oh, so that's how we tell the difference between you. You got dreads now and you don't.
This nigga going to say, we need a white King Von. What do y'all think?
I'm just saying, like, if people want really, like, white gang members to be taken serious.
We the white Dundadas, Mike.
Right.
Okay.
If there is a white King Von out there watching this, just let me know. I'm trying to tap in with you.
I'm telling you, he too real for the radio.
Hey, man. It's too
people like that. You know, they didn't even want to get all the attention.
Yeah, but King Von wanted the attention.
Man,
I mean, can't speak. Hey, I don't know.
He was tweeting his way through the bodies.
R.P. King Von, man. If I would have met him, if I would have met King Von, we probably would have ran Asian Doll together, man. You feel me? That would have been my brother, man.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, man. That's my brother. Hey, when he is your brother, man. That would have been my brother, man. He got some sauce like me, man. Hey, man. He got sauce like me, man.
Damn.
I'm with King Von, man.
They expect that shit, dude.
It do hit different when you double team Von's girlfriend. That's
that
would have
been my man's, man. We would have been locked in, man.
Been my man's.
What if King Von only wanted one of you to be involved in this double team?
I my bitch, too, man.
What's the other one going to do? Go drink an Arizona outside or something?
Oh, man. It would have been, more hoes there, too.
Dear God.
It would be more hoes there, man.
We got to send you guys to O Block to do some peace work.
Oh, man. Come on. Send me to O Block.
Or maybe Palestine. I don't know.
Who is that we locked it in with from O Block? I think you did an interview with him. Who is he?
Probably like 100 people from O'Block. We did interviews with
him. He dinner down right now. I forgot his name.
Oh, Boss Top?
Boss Top. Boss Top.
How'd you meet Boss Top?
Through Channel 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But because he went to O'Block. But where were you guys? Like, how'd you?
We met him. We did a commercial with Channel 5 out in L.A.
Oh, he had y'all like all together?
You ain't seen that shit?
Oh, okay. Now I remember, yeah.
Western shit. And we locked it in with him, too. It was cool. We're going to go to O'Block with Boss Top, Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
What's this? So the new Channel 5 content, like, you know, Andrew disappeared from the scene for like 9 months or some
he's
shit.
Back,
and now he's back.
He's coming back.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
doing M's on every video.
He just dropped one day and said, hey, I'm coming back. Yeah. Shit went crazy.
New videos dropping with him.
I'll be honest, I didn't even know the nigga was gone. Shit, he's still been doing good off his old content. Yeah, I'm just saying, I didn't even really know he was gone, bro.
He already ran it up. He could have took a break, right?
I didn't even think Andrew was gone like that, bro. Like, he just announced one day that, hey, we're bringing Channel 5
back. He was never gone. He just fell back for a second, man.
Well, he had the liberal media matrix turn on him, but then he had to kind of like heal up from that before he could come back and like do his thing for the people.
He's back, though.
You know? He's like our Andrew Tate.
Y'all like working with him?
Not really.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah. How'd y'all even come together?
I mean, really, we met from
his
Nick
producer
Mosher,
or whatever, right?
Nick Mosher. We went to high school with him. So Nick was doing, they was doing a little thing.
The kid who got beat up in the 55th Street alley.
So he told him to do a video with us. They did a video with us, and it blew up.
Talk about the one where Crip Man took the fame.
Yeah, when he's swabbling the kid in the, why I keep saying squabble like I'm from here, but like, you know, he fought the kid Nick in the alley to put him on
that.
I Fought Crip.
And then
that's the same dude that they coincidentally went in high school with. Would you consider visiting the alley and getting put on 5-5 Crib?
I
no?
Visit the alley, though. Well,
you know what, bro? You have to understand something, dog. And, like, I ain't even trying to, like, it ain't even that. But just these niggas from where they from already, bro.
Yeah, man.
We already stamped. Like, they're from, like, for them to move on.
Hey, we not we ain't no fish. We ain't gonna flip.
From,
hey,
bro.
Look, you would look crazy.
That shit good or bad, nigga.
You look crazy if we you tried to switch.
We is not no flippers.
Y'all start doing that, I'm gonna look at y'all niggas funny. Right. We gonna have a different conversation.
Hey, you really good. I ain't Kelpie, man. I ain't flipping, man.
Speaking of Kelpie. I definitely wanted to get y'all insight on it, man. And what y'all think about that interview when I sat down?
I think
with
you did good, man.
That's a real white boy right there. That's the white King Von.
When you see fake, man, you call
that ain't the white King.
Yeah, no, no.
That's the white fraud, mate.
What? King Fraud.
That's the white fraud, mate.
I think it would definitely be dope.
That's embarrassing. Like, he embarrassing us.
Yeah, you looking bad for the white peas.
What are you talking about?
If it ain't on you,
he making the white peas look bad, man.
Why? He took a beat and kept on ticking.
It ain't about it.
Because we never took no beating, man. For one. For two, man, it would never went that way. Because we never seen right through him, man. He's a square from Delaware.
He can bust a grape.
He's salt and pepper, man. It ain't even looking right.
Yeah, so you're turning against the other woods already, huh?
It would be dope, right? When I met them earlier, I was like, damn, it would be dope for me, the Hoff twins, and Kelpie to sit down. You know, really chop it up real quick. You know, white boys on the street.
You convene a white panel.
I can do it.
Who else should we have on it? Chet Hanks.
Chet's my homie.
He's from a little bit of a different background.
I with Chet. We did an interview with Chet too.
Man, me and Chet like this. Yeah, I call Chet right now. You gonna answer and say, "What's up, counselor?" That's my name.
Yeah. So you guys are still on good terms with Chet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just talking to him the other day. He like, man, hit me next time you're in L.A. I might have to hit him when I'm out here.
That's a lot. You know? He a good dude,
Do a white boy winter, man.
He's who connected me and Adam.
Yeah. Chet Hanks was?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You already knew him when I met him.
I already knew him.
I thought Mark put us in touch.
Nope.
Really?
Chet did.
Interesting.
Yeah. Straight up.
What tangled webs we weave.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a tough twist. I almost missed this.
Hey,
I fuck with you, though.
Hey.
I fuck with
you. So when I was rewatching the Swap Stories documentary, there's a moment where he says that you guys, and I hate to do it to him, but my homie All Black, he showed a photo of one of you guys and said that basically you were connected to his baby mama. So you're really out here.
Hey, she was really my baby mom first.
What? You had a baby with her before he did?
I had no baby with her.
Oh, okay, okay.
She was just my girl first, like, you know what I mean?
She from our hood.
Yeah, she from the same hood as me, you know, so I had her first. And then I sent her on out there to Oakland, like, here, go on, like, fly, baby, fly. Go to Oakland now. Man.
But is he still with her or something?
I don't know what's going on with them, man. I just know I'm done with them, man. I had her. I've been there, done that.
But when they put that in the Swamp Stories video, was that
she cool though?
Was that weird or anything? Like
she in Atlanta, man, at the Blue Flame, man. If you trying to see her, man, she's tripping at the Blue Flame,
shit.
Man.
Feel me?
What's the Blue Flame?
The Blue Flame, man.
Sounds like a strip club.
This gonna be a funny one, man.
It's the hottest strip club, man, in Atlanta, man. She is there, man. Bajiana, man. I'm gonna shout my bitch out, man. Give her a clout, man. She a bad bitch, man. She got ass, man. And she shaking for cash, man. Yeah. Blue Flame, holla at him.
I'll stop his lingo when it's wrong.
Yeah. How many kids you guys got?
On point, she is there,
and she ain't no spell.
I'll stop him when he do it wrong.
Yeah.
She just better send the money back here, Mike. At least 50%, baby.
I mean, I feel like you're talking some sharp shit.
Come on, baby. Send me 50%.
He pretty
baby.
Much yeah, said, you know, funny. He ain't got yeah, the bitch no more. But you know, if the bitch see me, hey, baby, you missed it. You can still come on around.
I could call her right now. You know what I mean? I just ain't been fucking with her. She's in Atlanta right now at the Blue Flame.
But if she want to do what she's supposed to do,
then send me 50% because I just sent the hoes to you, Mike. Damn it. Yeah. But she there, man. I can call her,
though.
Oh,
you just macking on the bitch, man. You ain't trying to dip on the bitch. You just trying to mack on the bitch.
She just better pay where homage is due, man.
Hey, man, get yours, man. Get yours.
Wow.
See, me, hey, if it was me and I was still in the game, I'ma want it all.
Oh.
Bitch, you got to send it all 100%.
100.
She want 100% out of you.
Yeah, he gave her a break, he want 100, baby. She want 150. Hey, listen, I'm already getting the budget. She
wanna,
with me, man.
But she want 100% out of you.
I'm a cool P,
so
man.
So you got to ask for the 100%.
I take 75, man.
But listen. Hey,
if you're taking 100%, how the fuck is she supposed to go get Chipotle?
Yeah, because I ain't going there with her, Mike.
Can we put the bottle like more here so it's not blocking everything?
That big ass bottle, man.
You can put it on the table. Just put it like over here.
Big ass black bag, Mike.
I'll make sure she got it. She'll be all right. She'll get some Chipotle. She's going to get all of it.
So you're not really getting 100%.
He's going to eat it to the bitch, Mike. He's
put 100%. Put 100%
to me. She want her nails. He gonna take care of
me. I put 100% to you.
When you put a chick on the track, what do you want her eating for lunch?
Oh, man.
Chipotle is too heavy, right?
No. Hanas,
she can eat the best. Not even Benihana's.
I'm thinking bacon, egg, and cheese.
Salad. No. You won't.
Bitch, you need to be eating. Listen, I'm a firm believer in this. Bitch need to be eating light anyway, because I need that bitch on the light foot when she moving.
Bitch eating salmon salads,
man.
Man,
go get you something light, bitch, because I need you on the light foot. I'm being honest with you, for real. We not playing no games like that. She need to eat.
Hey, you can eat later after you hit, bitch.
Or the bitch could have ate before, man. Get your ass up and get moving. She probably going to want to rendezvous with you anyway and go get some dinner with you afterwards. That's what I'm going to have the bitch pushing for. I don't want her hungry for food.
Man,
I would want
baby.
The bitch hungry for the money.
She got to work for that big meal, man. She got to work for it. You get McDonald's.
She getting a smoothie in the morning. Get out there,
I wouldn't put no money. You know, I'll tell you this. And when I was in the church and I was moving, I gave a bitch what she was worth. If you getting, you know, Walmart money and this bitch getting Gucci money, guess what we doing, bitch? You're not going to go to fucking Gucci with this bitch. It's rollbacks for you.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, we might as well just cook at home for her, Mike.
That's why I think a lot of niggas fuck up, man. For real, man.
Wow.
For real. Game for you, man.
Okay, so we're talking about the whole pimping thing, allegedly. What about, I heard you guys were managing girls' OnlyFans. Where did that come from, and how's that going?
Oh, it's going real good, man. Tap in if you need a manager.
If you're trying to blow up, man, just show up at the front door.
Who have you managed so far, and what kind of clientele are you working with?
Ratchetest you can find, Mike.
That's your style?
Nah, we ain't had no plug talk, girl, so we waiting on you to send family. Send
I'm gonna send them right over, man.
I'm getting bitches from Oakland and shit, Mike, right now.
Well, man, I'll tell you this. Fuck putting them bitches on OnlyFans. I'll send them bitches down on E14.
They're on the blade, too.
You better start. If you
the
got
blade
the rat,
rolling,
listen,
man. Gavin Newton just
always,
this,
hey, sure. always
Gavin
been a firm
Newton
believer.
Just put it on.
I've always been a firm believer. Send the bitch to where she's supposed to be, man, not where you just think she should be, man. She's going to come up with it better. If that bitch a ratchet, man, set that bitch down E14 or something, man. Go set her down.
Yeah.
Go get her moving. Try to put her on OnlyFans. I feel like y'all fucking up, like y'all pushing is friction. You know what I'm saying? You working harder and not smarter. Fuck that. Put them bitches where them bitches supposed to be at. Y'all ain't even got to worry about
it. They on the phone.
And get it. Hey, and move this thing for all the plug talk bitches. Yeah. And then put them bitches already on there. So all you got to do is come in and enhance the campaign.
I need some famous bitches for me, man. So I can start mines, man.
You got any famous girls?
Feel me? I ain't getting on OnlyFans until I got a famous bitch in my hands, man. You hear me?
Sexy red baby daddy, right?
I hit that, man.
Oh, hey, we got him.
Yo,
all, hey, I told you, hey, where, hey, bitch.
If she had a white baby daddy, the game would be over. The game would be fundamentally changed. No, it's not a white guy, is it?
Oh, bro, hit that.
He said, "You think I'm playing?"
He just got off that day, man. That was his leg. It was just
black. When you run around the hood, man, your feet get black, man. That's why everyone said they blackfoot Indian, man.
No, but we just had this dude 607 Unk on here complaining about us basically like exposing who her baby daddy was on the No Jumper social media, which I had nothing to do with. I didn't know that they posted a picture of her, but that's what they're saying. If it was you, I would have already heard so much of a conversation about. No, I'm just saying. If it was a white guy.
You never hit a real, Mike.
If Sexy Red was pregnant with a white man's baby, we would have heard nothing but that on Twitter and every other social media for the past few weeks since it came out. That's the only thing they would be talking about.
We ain't even on Twitter.
So y'all saying, bro, right here, right now, that you, the pappy.
I'm the baby daddy, man. I'm the pappy. Yeah. I mean, we both can't be, man.
You ever been to St. Louis?
I'm coming man, to the baby shop.
We always in St. Louis, man.
Hmm.
Never there. We always there. You never there, Adam.
Are they playing basketball or are they fighting out there? It's kind of hard to tell.
No, they not fighting.
Okay, never mind.
What take y'all down there? Why y'all be down in St. Louis?
Come on, man. We're selling bags.
Right? What kind of bags?
Zah. We got Track Hawk. Feel me? Sponsored by Trap House. Look, we just partnered up with the biggest distro in the town.
We got Lungbuster.
Trap House Exotics, man. And the Twins, man. We got Track Hawk and Lungbuster dropping the area.
How much is the eighth? You got to get right in the mic.
We got that caution pack. Feel me?
Lungbuster and Track Hawk dropping in every cookie.
How much is an eighth?
That caramel crunch, man. Feel me?
It's going to cost you 50.
How much is an ounce?
20 exotic, man.
300.
300? I can't even remember what I spent on weed.
We got all types of shit, but this we talking about these.
That top shelf.
We talking about Lungbuster and Track Hawk, man.
Yeah, for this shit, it's 300, man. But we got zips all day for 100, 200.
How many blunts you got to smoke a day?
We just keep rolling.
Get right in the mic.
We just keep smoking. We don't keep skull no more.
Really? That's wild.
Probably like a zip a day, two zips a day. Yeah.
The game has changed. So you guys kind of blew up off of doing the stuff with the pickup artists in Vegas with Channel 5 and everything. What do you still have any involvement with the pickup artist community?
We haven't heard nothing of them since.
We did that one interview with that fucking
Channel
clown.
5 told us to. Vegas.
Hey, he was in Vegas. He's really cool dude because he got motherfuckers paying.
We just
him. To walk around Vegas and teach him how to pick up bitches, you know?
Oh, that guy Vince?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to know where I saw Vince? So, yeah. I went to a playground with my kid a year ago, 6 months ago, I don't know. And I see that motherfucker just walk up on some regular dad shit.
What's your kid? Did he have a kid there?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he was ready.
You trying to pick up kids now? Oh, shit.
Man, he's switching up.
He knew it, too.
He's like, fuck, that's a blooper.
No, because I'm there. He's with a girl and he's with his kids. No, it wasn't like that at all.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Because we didn't know him or nothing. Channel 5 reached out to us because we was in Vegas. They was doing something with him.
Yeah,
they it'll be funny if y'all just pop up. So we just like
well, we kind of bummed.
Oh, so that was planned. So I didn't really know that.
He didn't know he was even gonna pull up.
Uh-huh.
Feel me? It was just all kind of Andrew set it up. Like I got the channel this dude here. Y'all pull up and ambush him.
The pickup artist didn't know what was coming through.
And try and take some bitches or whoop de whoop.
And now you guys are legends in the pickup artist community, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like I gotta ask this because we've been bringing Andrew up a lot. Do you feel like he's had a lot to do with where, the Hoff twins are at today?
For sure. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna give credit when credit due. If he ain't, would never did that, the world would never, now we worldwide.
We been famous in the Bay Area.
Yeah, we
you
been,
know what I mean?
Where we from, we been,
they, we been
we
known.
We been him, we not them. You
been
know
respectable.
What I mean?
But once Channel 5 did the video, it brought the whole world to our rise.
And
now everybody talking about us instead of just the Bay Area, instead of just Oakland, Marin City, San Francisco, SAC, you know what I mean? Instead of the Bay, the whole world know about us now. So I fuck with Andrew for showing the world, how we do things around this world.
And that gave us our little avenue and our
y'all
platform.
Real ones for that because most motherfuckers be like, it was all us.
Our YouTube channel monetized.
We've been having all the charisma. That's why
you said that.
That's why they tapped.
Roses.
That's why they tapped in with us. If we do this video on y'all gonna go up. I'm like.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for promoting that.
He knighted you guys.
But now, our YouTube channel monetized. I ain't gonna lie. We got a lot of shit we working on right now.
Okay, the first person that gives you your first blast of clout, you're kind of forever tied to them. Yeah. You will always be kind of tied to Mark and Soft White Underbelly.
That's my bro.
I will always be looked at as the guy who first put Crip Mac on.
Yeah,
and you guys will always be looked at as Channel 5 kind of gave you your first big look. We don't talk about that connection. That's that's your real OG. The first person that makes you go viral. You got like 4 million views or some shit with Mark. That's your OG.
Hey, because when they see us, they be like, oh, them Channel 5 guys, the Hoff twins. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But sometimes they say, oh, them the rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, you know, you... But it's because
they did a lot for us.
Channel 5
too,
we have a lot of the fire, man.
We fuck with them for that.
Yeah, but
if you went on
Joe Rogan tomorrow, then it's like everybody's going to be saying, like, oh, from Joe Rogan. You know, it's like, it's levels, you know?
Yeah, levels to it. No, that's the realest shit ever right there.
Like, even me with Crip Mac, I feel like the biggest thing I ever did with him might have been like 1 million views. But then he goes on Channel 5, he got 4 or 5 million views or some shit on Channel 5. So it's kind of like, all right, maybe Andrew is his new OG. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he is fucking with him too.
There he is. Yeah. Well, there he is. I definitely gotta ask because I want to know. You know, because this one's dope and this just keeps getting y'all card bigger and better for me. Y'all at snitching. You guys had a whole song about not doing it.
Oh, come on, man. We don't talk to the.
I like that.
I don't even like white people. I don't know why I'm here with Adam, man.
Well, a lot of cops are not white. Like, half the cops in L.A. are black and Hispanic, right? Like, more than half.
Hey.
What?
Oh, hey.
Don't act like being a cop is a white thing.
No.
There's a lot of non-white cops.
No, for sure. I ain't gonna lie.
When you see a black cop, he's like, oh, he's dinner whitewashed.
Hey, all the black cops
real. But look, y'all ever notice it be the ones that be diverse that be tripping the most?
For sure.
It's crazy.
But that's probably out
because they are still upholding white supremacy through their profession. That's what I've learned.
You get
from the woke ones.
Do they put them in front of a screen and brainwash them or something?
I don't know what happens, but it's like they're worse than the actual white cop.
Yeah.
White cop is like, he already knows. Like, he's already been there. It's like everybody else trying to, like, uphold that or trying to
like
get those
really
stripes.
It the new cops that be doing that shit, though.
Yeah.
And depending on the area you in.
The OG cops, they know they've been doing this shit, so they be like, you know, the new cops be doing
this. But it depends, like I said, if you in Oakland, all they worry about is a gun. You know what I mean? You're going to get pulled over. They're going to find a bottle in the car.
Roll around, break lights out. Man, they ain't shit,
bitches, they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where the gun's at? If you ain't got a gun, they're going to let you go. They're going to run you if you got a warrant.
They
might
tuck
get
spot.
You
got to tuck it.
Oh, really?
Y'all ain't been to jail since, right? I remember y'all talked about. I remember y'all talked about some of this.
I ain't been to jail, but I got 2 little warrants I got to clear up.
Damn, why did I say all that?
Hey, so as long as we're talking about twins.
Oh, we ain't got no warrants.
I should have brought this
still,
up
come
before.
On, still really in the motherfucking field, buddy.
Hey, I have a question. So now it's such a thing to say, like, twin. That's like Atlanta slang. Like, oh, this is my twin. Like, if I wanted to.
This shit?
If I really wanted to be homies with Sharp, I'd be like, hey, twin, how you doing? Are you guys, like you came before that.
I feel like we the real sauce twins,
I feel like we the originators.
I fuck with Sauce Walker, though, man, but we the real sauce twins.
Is there even a twin in Sauce Twins? No.
Don't you like the sauce twin?
You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people start saying twins for the win.
Okay.
We the originators of twins for the win.
I feel like I haven't even heard people say that. Maybe I'll start noticing it now.
Everybody saying that. Twins for the win. You ain't cut off.
Okay, but I have to ask you about the most iconic twins, the Island Boys.
We are.
Bro, look, they sucking each other dick now. I don't even know why they could come.
That's the new face of being a twin.
No, cut it out.
Never. Never.
Hey, you need to cut it.
Cut it. We could never get down.
Check
like
ain't
cut
that
it.
Big, man. For the cut.
We ain't gotta go out like that.
The check ain't that big.
We ain't selling our soul.
What does your soul say about the Island Boys doing OnlyFans content together?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
As twins,
they soul.
There's a sacred bond. You probably never even knew this was a possibility.
Is that what this fame come to? You suck your brother dick to be famous?
I think it was a carrot.
I
think they just made out.
I'd rather be broke in the streets.
But I don't know. One of them did say he was gay.
I'd rather steal bottles and make $1,000 a day, man, than fucking, you know.
On everything.
They suck dick, man. Nigga, cut it out, man.
So you're not feeling it.
Y'all feel like that was a play, and even if it was a play.
Hey, you're done. Your career is done. That was your last look.
Ain't no one
all the gay people want to see it. No disrespect to the GBL community.
LGBTQ.
You know what I mean?
No disrespect.
But feel me, that's who going to
pay. So they going to pay, but now they just in the motherfucking.
Okay, they ran it. They might have got a little bag off of it. Yeah. But that's like, that's clown shit. Like,
ain't no real motherfucking.
That's what you got to
do
to get some money? Because the real ones, that shit solidifies you forever for what you did.
Forever,
like that.
It's like, bro,
dope.
I would not let my son see me like that.
Come on.
We got kids. Come on. Come on. My daughter gonna see.
What the fuck? Have my son out here looking like, what the? I'm
come on, Dad. My brother, who got into you?
Daddy, don't ever have no bass in your voice in me, bro. Yeah. Don't ever have no bass in your voice in me. By the time I hit a certain age, don't even talk to me like that no more, bro.
You was kissing your brother. Yeah. Hey, my son hard too, man. He hard. Feel me? My son gonna be harder than me, man. I can't do that. My son look up.
Are the Island Boys invited to? Are the Island Boys invited to the Twins Fest?
Hell no. Nah, don't even come near, man.
But there's probably some other gay twins out there, right?
I don't think these niggas
don't even come near, man.
Point.
We
but
ain't
it's not
that.
Like they
yeah,
just,
or everything.
That's such a roll of the dice that you might have twins and then they might end up just making out with each other for OnlyFans. That's fucking crazy. Look at how life could just take you in the craziest directions.
Hey, we was trying to do a boxing match with them, man. We'll do a slap boxing
you
match.
Guys
if y'all
piece
want.
Them up.
Slap the fuck out you.
They guys, are
man.
Tiny.
Disrespecting this twin shit, man.
You guys dominate them. You're way bigger than them. And
that's why I do a slap boxing match, man.
At least
hey, I have my bitch
easy.
Fight you, mate.
6'2".
Yeah, that might be better.
Camera, right?
Bite, man. But y'all really
camera.
Making this twin shit look bad,
they ain't
man.
Really
sad.
Too big. These niggas walk in, nigga 6'2", niggas man. Ready. I said, okay, church, yeah,
it's
go
twins
ahead.
For the win, man, not twins
I like
for the
y'all
back
lingo,
end,
y'all
man.
Style, y'all culture. Y'all culture, y'all style, man. I fuck with y'all for that, man, for real. Yeah. What do y'all, man, speaking of snitching, what do y'all think about, do y'all feel like what Gunna did was snitching?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really read into it, but like, I feel like if you snitch, you snitch. If yeah. you know,
if
like,
you got that jacket, bro, it's hard to come
snitched,
back from.
You snitched.
He snitched.
I ain't man. Like me.
So
I'm
can't
not.
Fuck with, I wouldn't turn really, no Gunna song no. on.
I can't not. Even. I can't. No matter.
I be in the hood. They gonna be like, twin. Why the bro. Fuck you got that shit on?
Can't nah, me. Know. I'm still Addies. Addies.
It's more like a like.
Addies.
Come on, yeah. like it's more of a respect.
I don't even take Addies, but that song made me feel like I'm on one.
You can't fuck with a snitch or a rapist. Mm. That's two things you can't
facts,
fuck with.
Facts.
Feel me?
If you
facts.
Snitched on somebody, or if you, you know, rape someone, or
they know the calls, Adam. They know the calls.
Feel me? It's a
you
rap.
Can't fuck with them.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
I don't care how cool he is or nothing, yeah. how famous
nah.
the nigga
Blue
is.
Check.
You're a snitch.
You
gonna
if he paid you.
You a snitch.
I feel like we got to put thug, making Mike. Out with your twin yeah. brother.
Free
we got to put that in the same category.
Snitch ass nigga.
Free Lucci, Mike.
Oh, so you? Who do you choose in the the
man.
Thug versus Lucci gang
the real
war?
Every time,
hey, I don't wish no man
the
in
real
jail
over the
man.
Fake.
I don't want yeah. no man in jail at
nah,
the end of the day,
neither.
Man.
Me
that's
neither.
Come on,
I don't wish jail on my worst enemy, right?
Come on,
come on.
Man.
I've been there.
I leave this shit
I,
in the streets. That's how I do it. Leave it in the streets, mate.
Right. Damn.
I mean, so you saying you ain't turning on no type of Gunna track? No, nothing. Ooh, you ain't listening it. To none of that.
Nothing. I did listen
can't
to
do it.
Hey, if you got a jacket,
street code,
I can't
nigga.
Wear it. It's feel me? Come on, man. I can't wear that jacket.
Yeah,
what the fuck I look
it.
Like?
That's a jacket.
That's like wearing a U.S. polo, jacket, feel me? Or some, that's like,
I'm kind of still
like
stuck on making out with
jacket.
Your twin brother, but for me, that's just.
I don't go to Ross and buy a jacket, man.
So you, hey, so you feel like, what do you feel like that? You say you're still stuck on, you know, the twin brother kissing thing. Like, what do you feel?
I just
feel
we
about
ain't
that.
Kissing.
I feel like it has to go in the same category. And I feel like they have unique insight into.
We would kiss a bitch, feel with the same bitch, maybe,
yeah,
might.
Some twin bitches.
No triple
on,
kiss,
man.
Though, right?
No.
No.
We ain't swapping spit, man.
Hey, back, hey, right, don't get me wrong.
Just kissing every bitch anyway.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Hey, back in the day, we didn't swap bitches and did all
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah.
But now as grown
homies
men.
Homies do that.
You got to leave that in the past?
Yeah, I still do that with my homie on my
yeah,
mama. We run bitches all the time. But with my brother, we ain't really sharing our bitches, like unless it's just a runner. Like, you know what I mean? You know
yeah,
runners.
You know, we too old to be running bitches.
Yeah,
well,
my
if it's my bitch,
age.
It's my bitch,
shit,
right?
Yeah, it becomes
that's
age.
If it's our bitches,
high school days.
Streets, yeah. bitch, right? We can't just be
yeah, serious. I ain't ran no shit since I was a kid like
yeah,
that, like
that
a young nigga. That's some young
shit.
Shit,
I ain't gonna lie, my niggas older than me, they be bringing they bitch over like, oh, come on, nigga, hit it. I'm like, fuck it.
You dancing it? Put your leg up in it?
I ain't sharing my bitch, man, but my bitch ain't even gonna do that, man, because it's my bitch, man.
Dear God. Hey, so did you guys ever start the plumbing company that you were talking about?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we twins.
It's Twins Plumbing, Mike.
You're doing it?
Yeah, we still doing it.
It's happening.
It's happening. Everything,
toilet,
man.
Take it
really, though, we
time.
Focused on this Twin Exotic shit, man.
Is the weed business a good one?
We have valid not work, though, man. But don't get me wrong. We know how to get our hands dirty,
We ain't turning nothing
feel
down,
me? I'm a
man,
real motherfucker.
entrepreneur.
Because last time we real checked in,
man, I sell salt to a snail, man.
Last time I checked in, you guys got fired because you were joking around.
I sell a hoe to a pimp, man. Feel me?
You said that you'd rob somebody's house or some shit, and you got fired, right?
Yeah, like when he was working.
But that was back in the day. When he was working for a company, now we got our own companies, man.
Hey, we bosses, man. You know, we don't got to work.
Saying that the last interview, you said y'all was bosses. You said y'all already had it under lock. Y'all can hire people, huh?
Yeah, man, that's what it is.
So what's been going on with that?
All right, my kid just got here, so I got to go put a snowman costume on since it is Halloween, as we specified. But I feel like you guys have a whole vibe going here.
We
so
already in our costume.
You got this.
You ain't seen people dressing up for us as Halloween?
No, but I love that idea.
But we had seen them, though? We had people dressing up for us as Halloween.
Every year.
I'm dressing up like the Island Boys.
Documentary. Hey, we got white boys running. And bitches,
they run around in Dickies outfits, right?
Throwing up the 200 like that.
Get it. All right, you guys vibe out. This is going to become a much more pimp talk style podcast, I'm pretty sure, at this moment.
This is twin talk, man.
It's not even that.
Hey, matter of fact, this twin talk, Mike.
I'm just seeing where they at and they opening up.
Right, no, I love it. I like this vibe. You might want to take my seat, though, because filming wise, it might look better.
Got you.
I appreciate you guys. Much love. It's great to see you.
Yep.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, man.
Let's get it, man.
Go take care of the fam, man. You
gotta be a snowman.
Snowman. Right. Not the hoe man, the snowman.
Let's pick it up, shall we?
Let's get back into it, man.
I just love the vibe because I love, man, what y'all on. I understand the lingo. I get it sometimes, Adam. He can only, you know, consume
so much.
He can only consume, so much of, like, you know, the lingo and the movement.
Hey, half of it go over his head.
I'm trying to give Adam some sauce, man. You know what I mean? That's all we driven, man. We driven salt, man. The real sauce twins.
I definitely want to talk about that. You guys are hosting that female boxing tournament.
I mean, we started with all types of shit. Really, you know, it's just for shit we picked up for our channel. We started with the niggas, men, feel me?
Yeah, respect. I like that. You know, like you said, you try not to say
trying.
It. It's so just started, in your mind.
But it wasn't like it wasn't as entertaining.
Because, the men be taking too serious. They be scared to get hit.
So the female fights was way more lit. You know what I mean? So we really just getting, like, at least eight fighters together. And we'll do $1,000 cash prize.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a little area we ran out. And then we'll get
right in Oakland.
You guys think about getting some popular Instagram chicks?
That's what we gotta be, like celebrities.
That's what we need to do.
Hey, but we've been thinking about maybe not even boxing, maybe like a motherfucking wrestling match.
Mud
or bubbles.
Country shit in your heart.
everyone don't want to get beat up. You know what I mean?
Because it's kind of dangerous. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. We have everyone sign waivers.
Yes, we do.
So if anything happened there,
someone broke their leg last time.
You know, so it's kind of getting dangerous.
She broke her leg, but look, mind you, she hit us though. Like, hey, I'm getting ready for the next one. Don't even worry.
You know, but someone really get hurt though, they family gonna come after us or something.
Motherfuckers fainted, because everyone's smoking in there. You know what I mean? We kind of it's like a party, but then we bring in an event to the party. You know what I mean?
The motherfuckers fired up though, man. We got business fighting, man.
So. Is there anybody like that y'all got y'all eyes on that y'all want to like put together in that type of match? Because I'm sure they listening to y'all, and there's probably people that y'all.
Whoever ready to box, man,
tap in, man.
For $1,000 or $5,000,
hey,
man.
We
would
love to get
in the ring,
man. In there, man. Come on, Krishan, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
In the ring,
I'll make sure the other two don't get knocked out. We wear mouthpieces, baby. Feel me? Come check it out, man.
You know, to be honest with you.
Hey, you fucking with my boo? You come fuck with a real motherfucking white boy with a tow gun, man.
Twins,
come with a real boy that.
Y'all fuck with my boo?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, my little brother, he loves my boo.
My little brother,
he's just a young nigga, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't really listen to
him. So you saying, that's not true. That's not your era.
I respect him.
I fuck with him just because he doing his shit.
But then,
that's little bro,
drill, though. Music shit.
I'm big dog. Chris Ryan, come get beat up by big dog, man. Yeah, man. I fuck with you too, though, man. Yeah, we can run something together too, face, man. Yeah, boo, right.
Yeah, so y'all say y'all wouldn't put her in the ring. Who would y'all want to match her up with?
We gonna get a bitch from Oakland, man. You feel me?
Let's
Baltimore
be real,
versus Oakland.
If you really
look
at,
we could get another famous bitch. We gotta get who another little bitch?
That'd be a good matchup for Krishan.
Feel me? Asian Doll.
Like that.
Asian Doll versus Krishan Rock.
Yeah, or that girl from that girl, I think her name is from Chicago, Blazing Doll. I don't know.
Or Blazing
Dog. The little Chicago.
Hey, or Mulatto.
I don't know if I'm saying her name.
Or Mulatto.
Right. Blazing Dog. Hey, that'd be a Mulatto call. A real fine. Chicago in hey, hey, church. Hey, gotta put her in there with somebody.
Hey, Mulatto rough. Versus Christian Rock.
Gotta put, yeah, for real, that would go crazy. Hey, gotta really put her. Gotta really, but see, I think for Chrisean, bro, I think like the perception of her having to fight, I just think it kind of grew out of control. I don't think she really wanted to fight like that, bro.
Don't no one really want to fight, but when the camera's on you and you feel me and like, come on, you,
what you gonna do?
What you gonna do
in that type bitch of environment? Up? Bitches fighting.
Y'all feel like she got pushed in a box?
Nah, I mean, she had to do what she did, and she did her thing. She came out with
if she got
on
pushed
top,
in a box, it was a good box to be in. Yeah, look where man. She at now.
You know, all the bitches fuck. I fuck. She doing her shit. She doing what she's supposed to do. Man, she didn't been there, done that. Now she's probably trying to mature out a little bit. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But you know,
I gotta ask y'all, man. You know. As two white representations, man. You know how the real
mixed white too,
I am mixed with white. Hell yeah. It's hey.
Motherfucker.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, it is, Emmy, man. Hey, ain't no lies, but I gotta ask y'all.
Hey, if it ain't white, it ain't right.
I gotta ask this one, though. Like the 1090 Jake backlash for writing a grievance. Hey,
baby girl.
Hey, girl. What you doing? Yeah, just slid in on us.
Sharp.
Yep. Okay. She's a prince. What is
remember
that,
it for the
Snow
rest
White?
Of your life.
Is that Snow White?
No, this is Princess Anna from Frozen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
no,
cold.
Don't freeze me over here, man.
I got to ask y'all, man, the 1090 Jake, the backlash, you know what I'm saying, for the grievance. What y'all think? Y'all think that's snitching?
But which grievance? Which one?
They said that he had wrote a grievance statement. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah.
He wrote
where I didn't think
he wrote statements. I thought he read statements on the line.
Yeah. Well, there was
so he wrote a statement too.
There was something that came about, you know, where they say he had
So what you call that? A hypocrite?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I didn't read.
I'm asking
you. I don't even know. I don't even know about it.
I mean, because we didn't do the homework, man. It hit different, man. Do your homework,
but I think it's best when you hear it, like, off the tongue like that. He says
so
that.
So he wrote something and gave it to the police station.
Yeah, it wasn't insinuating to names. It was just what had happened.
In the streets, though.
But then write some paperwork.
In the streets, you ain't supposed to write a statement.
Yeah.
That's what I always was told.
Yeah.
If you write a statement.
That's snitching.
Dinner, even an apology letter, Mike.
Come on, Mike. We don't even do that. Apology where, Mike? The fuck? Get up out of here. Fuck, man. We move this body.
See,
man.
Y'all saying y'all. Hey,
look, this
y'all
is
y'all ain't with no grievances.
Hey, we
no
grew
nothing.
Up by this. Look, A&T.
Grievances nuts.
Ain't no talking.
A&T, Mike.
Ain't no talking, and that can't ain't no writing the motherfuckers.
The only thing
statement.
I talk back to is that money, Mike. If it ain't green,
so y'all ain't writing no type of. No, you don't give a fuck how anything happened, whether it's in jail, because I believe it happened. Yes. The grievance happens in jail. Like,
okay,
it's
I'm,
something
and I'm
took
not
place.
Writing nothing. They ask you to write something. I feel like that's selling out. Man, I'm telling on myself. Write what? No, talk to my lawyer. Feel me? Or shit, man, talk to my public defender. Feel me? Because I ain't saying shit. Feel me? Listen, let me out this bitch, man. Let me know when I'm getting out, man. I'm good. I ain't saying nothing until I get out.
So you saying wait for your lawyer, man. Talk to my lawyer about it.
Yeah, I ain't saying that. I ain't writing nothing, man. I can't.
You
do
can't
it.
Talk to the
I'm
police.
I'm from the streets.
Man. They switch it up.
As soon as you write
time.
Something, they try and make it like, come on, man. As soon as you start writing lines,
then they're gonna be saying, "Hey, the Hoff twins wrote a statement."
Yeah,
come on, Mike. We don't want to hear that, Mike.
Hey, I ain't writing no statements. Come on, hey, they ain't finna miss cruise.
Y'all
nothing.
Say y'all know what this shit come with.
I done seen it too many times.
I believe it was some shit before he got even in this space. Like, it had happened around
that's what
it.
Happens. Yeah, they try and bring it up. Yeah,
they try to bring, you know, shit like that up from Christmas past.
Hey, do your
you
homework, Mike.
And you ain't got nothing
that
on me, Mike. Cause I ain't
hey,
no
type
statement.
Of statements on the off Twitter.
No
anybody
agreements.
Telling... Any type
grievance.
Of agreements mentioning nobody's
name. I'm not
going to
say sorry
names.
Or on, thank man. You or nothing. I mean, feel me? Unless we had a restaurant, I mean, the bitch feed me, man. I say thank you, man. But it ain't nothing. It's no sorry, none of that, man. You know?
Hey, if it's done, man.
If I did
it,
my
man,
crime, I'm
going to
do my time. Yeah. Get the fuck up out of there. I ain't going to say nothing. It's, you know?
Yeah. Auto-tune, y'all think that's a new style of music?
Hmm?
Everybody auto-tuning.
Yeah, for sure.
We, everybody.
Auto-tuning, but it's still that drill music, though, right now.
I feel like that's in a way, but it's like whoever, what you do is, you know, if you popping, you popping.
I feel like if it's hard, it's hard, you know?
Because it's all type of shit going
drill,
on.
Regular.
If you going to switch it up.
If you dropping sauce, they going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Y'all think about dropping some music?
I mean, we already dropping songs. Man.
Yeah, we got something new.
We got like, some new
shit coming though.
Some new shit coming.
We gotta drop some new. You know, some shit that represent us. You know what I mean? We gotta really just drop.
Because right now we kind of been just finding our voice a little bit. We just jumped into this rapping shit.
We ain't grow up.
I'm talking about. I'm trying to be a rapper. I was a trapper. Yeah. You know? Feel me? But everybody said, man, you might as well be a rapper. You so sauced up, man. You might as well perform.
They look at us like we rappers.
Yeah, everywhere I go, they want to.
And once you get the motherfucking platform, hey, give them what they want. You know, give them everything you can give them.
I'm a salesman, so I'm going to sell it, man.
I look at it like this. I've messed with auto-tune. I've used my real voice in, you know, doing music and things like that. What y'all going to do? Y'all going to fuck with the auto-tune side of it?
We just did an auto-tune one.
We did it, but the fans ain't even like it.
They want to hear us.
Go back to the regular.
They want to hear us.
They like our voice. We already got the
They want to hear the switch off.
We already got bass in our voice. What I need to add an auto-tune for, like, you know? Feel me? They already hear what I'm saying, man. If it ain't picking it up, they ain't
saying auto-tune be for little kids.
Nah, not at all.
Or like people with little, smaller voices.
I'm saying, look, auto-tunes just ain't our image.
Certain shit is for certain people.
Yeah, it ain't us.
You know,
so you gotta know. You gotta recognize when shit ain't working for you. You know what I mean? We tried it, but our fans didn't like it necessarily. You know what I mean?
Motherfuckers vibing our music.
They didn't. I mean, we might drop some more auto-tune shit. But they like the regular, we do whatever we want, really. You know what I mean? We gonna keep dropping music if we get a hit.
Our fans don't like when we try to add nothing extra. Yeah. They want to hear the real us.
I think our wave is like reality TV. If we want to really become an A-list celebrity, we gotta go real reality TV. Because right now we trappers. You know what I mean? But we trying to do the twin hearts shit.
Man.
Twin exotics, trap house exotics.
Feel me, have bitches fighting for our love, man. Feel me, all the above, man. I got 10 Christian rocks, man. Feel me, 10 of them.
What type of music other than like the drill? Like, what's the Off Twins listen to? Like, y'all tapping into like the Detroit scene, Ohio scene, like
Skilla Baby and all the
Rob 4-9. You know, we listen to slaps.
Yeah,
I fuck with everything.
Babyface Ray, all of them. All of them up there is pumping.
We got some bass shit we listen to too. Like, we just listen.
Bay Area still moving.
Yeah, I be slapping like Lil Yee and
all the shit out there that slap.
Fucking Zay Bang.
Even Blueface got a couple hits. You know,
no, Blueface got a couple smackers. Yeah.
Like, we listen to good music. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a slap, and especially if we could vibe to it, talking that shit.
Who's like one top like, artist right now? Y'all got right now on the deck that's just moving.
I mean, just one. Who you got, Alex?
No cap moving.
How about you?
Ain't No Cap and Rallo brothers? Is they brothers or what?
I don't believe so. Ain't they?
I think they brothers.
They might be.
I ain't gonna lie.
I don't want to sit there and put it on them.
Weez Gotti be slapping from the
I know they be around each other.
Weez Gotti, man, from Richmond, man.
This shit out there, like, niggas be slapping.
I fuck with good music. I fuck with the Bay, man. Like, you know, I fuck with the real shit, man. Listen, man, I fuck with the whole FOD camp, man.
Yeah, you know, Filthy Rich.
My nigga Dollar Dame, man, they whole camp go crazy. They be doing ciphers, all that shit up over there.
Lavish D,
I rock with the man. Lavish D, CML. Hey, he was coming up next. I ain't gonna lie. I just want to see who y'all be knowing. Like, we gonna talk about the Bay.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. We really tapped in.
We gonna talk about, like, the Bay, my nigga.
Tapped in with the stars.
I know it's like to be on Seminary, my nigga. Being over there, brothers, moving. Mate,
huh? You know, a lot of them, you know, we connected through the hood, too.
Yeah, man, little Shaman, man.
I get nothing but love every time I'm in the Bay Area. Last time I was there, I was...
Tizzle just got out of jail, man. They were saying Tizzle. He just got out, man. My star brother, man.
I was just out there not too long ago, man.
Yeah. I was over there in Richmond. I had to go bury a partner of mine up there, man. You know, my partner Kenny Red, man. Rest in peace. You know, real one. Real Storm Down General, man. Concrete General of the game. Yeah. You know, we had just buried him not too long, man. That was the last time I was out there, shit. When got me something,
yeah,
you know,
man, you
gotta
come to the hood, man.
Kept it moving. I'm gonna come fuck with y'all. Man, come on, bro.
We gotta bring it sharp, man. You ain't the only one that's sharp, man. Don't get cut fucking around with me, man.
What do y'all do for, like, the majority of y'all money? Like, where does, like, the majority of, like, For y'all assets, for like, hey man, we eating off this every day, making money in our sleep.
Weed, bro. Like, you know, I'm not getting every day. I ain't getting no really, you know, YouTube check like that.
We ain't posting enough, really, though.
I don't post enough on my own channel. Feel me? I got we in the streets.
You know what's crazy?
The black market. I be doing more like collaborations, and it'd be like fucking me. And my mom be calling me like, "What you doing? Cleaning up dog shit or up a bitch ass? Like you supposed to be doing shit for yourself, son." Like,
yeah.
Feel me? My mom just got us tatted on our leg, our little logo with our little picture. Feel me?
She really with the shit though.
She be calling me like, "What y'all doing? Y'all supposed to be had a camera on recording everything you do."
Hey.
Feel me?
Instead of have that motherfucker rolling nonstop.
Yeah. Instead we out in the street still getting this little fast money. Feel me? Because we ain't got no YouTube check or nothing like that, so we don't really know what it is. So we like, feel me? Like,
I
got a camera on for when I need some motherfucking food.
Hey, if it ain't broken, why don't fix it?
When I need some money, like,
you know what I see?
When I'm making a two bands a day in the streets. Like,
you really millionaire.
Y'all don't even know. Y'all, like, not saying y'all niggas ain't moving and y'all ain't doing what y'all doing, but YouTube, y'all could have been cornered that market.
That's what I'm saying. We tripping. I need some help. I don't know how to work that motherfucker,
bro. I need a motherfucker. That's why there's people that you can pay to do so nothing. Come on, you know I'm telling you. There's people that you can pay to do all
this. Hey, I'm really 10 toes in the pavement.
All you got to do is just get up and record. Nigga, from the time you wake up, like, man, hey, brush my teeth. Yeah, I'm about to take y'all up there. I'm about to brush my teeth and talk some shit to you real quick.
People are going to
watch that. They're going to want
to
see what your phone is doing.
That's why we ain't capitalized off our wave yet, all the way.
Yeah. But we cannot let that time pass. And I'm
that's
not
why
even
we back here right now. That's
listen
why,
to
yeah,
me.
That's why back here. This is how we gonna crack it back off.
I'm not even saying that just to y'all. I'm saying even to myself.
We need a publicist.
We can't let that shit.
Yeah,
I'm right here, nigga. Let's move.
Hey, you only live once.
Let's move, nigga. I'm a nigga that know how to step up to the plate, man, and get us there 5 minutes early, nigga. Not even late.
Definitely can't let this little limelight pass.
I'm tired of hitting main every day, man.
Yeah.
But like I'm worth a million.
Pull that camera out every day.
Y'all really still be moving active like that street movement. Let me tell you something, church. And
we be coming out hitting, right? And they be like, "Oh my God, it's the Hawk Twins." We like, "Oh my God." Taking a picture like on our way out, man. Like, we still really out chill, man.
Hey,
telling you.
Get y'all some real game, man. Some news y'all can use. I know. You know, it's crazy because a nigga, this all a motherfucker know is just moving and trying to get something out the street, trying to scrape it out the mud.
Yeah.
But I promise you, homie, when you see it really start working for yourself, you're going to get addicted to that. We just see the type of people
turn
that
the
we
camera
are.
On. Nigga,
the type of people that we are, we don't know what that shit's like. Like, damn, bro, you can make a whole bunch of money off this. Like, I knew a nigga that had to really do something for this type of shit,
for real,
and to just come up and let your personality live and thrive and be able to make some money.
We got the personality. I'd rather sell myself instead of sell something else.
Nigga, for real.
Feel me? I'd rather, but
it's hard to it's hard to see that if you don't know that already, and it's never came your way like that. Like, nigga never really got an honest chance.
Just
because
I got a couple million views,
shit.
I ain't got no couple million dollars yet.
Come on, bro.
So it's like, the fuck this shit doing for me, bro? It's like, for my baby mom be like, she be like, "You acting all famous and shit, but where are these millions and dollars at?" Like. Feel me? Just because you famous, like, don't mean, you know.
It's crazy, like, the pressure that really comes from it, because they see you on camera and they think they're like, "Oh, that shit just pouring in.
Yeah.
Up the nigga's child support."
Man, shit up it, but give me $1 million first, man. Fuck, man.
That nigga's child support.
Give me $1 million for it. I don't mind paying it, man.
Girl, she see you on all these damn cameras. She
like,
"All right.
Where is these $1 million?
He gotta be having some because he's a person of importance." But
where
they
the
don't
fuck
know,
is
man.
My money
your
at?
Words is what's been moving you. They need to stop moving premature and let the shit really come in, and then maybe a nigga might come break them off a bag.
That part.
But people, you know what, bro? If they can't have you, or if you ain't in their life right then and there, bro, they just want whatever they see. And they
for
want
sure.
to come
they
with
gonna
you.
Try and gouge you for whatever they can. Get.
Man, come on.
Since you ain't in their life.
Are y'all with y'all baby mamas now?
Nah.
How's that, like, been? Like,
I mean,
that transition? Was y'all home when y'all was still fucking with them?
Nah, I've been, bro.
I can still pull up, man.
Oh, so you really catch a hell. I know what that shit like.
We've been separate since my daughter was born. Though,
she hella disappointed. You know why? Because it's hard to blame herself when she see you go and be successful. It's like this. When you tell a chick, there's only... These words I'm about to say.
I get my kids on the weekends. That's what I do.
I've been more back and forth.
Like, you know.
But she ain't acting right now, you know? So it's like, I can't keep doing
that. He dinner live with it, baby mama. Feel me?
It's a sign of
disappointment. Me and my baby mama ain't been together since she was born.
Teach y'all some game and how to deal with this shit, right?
Come on, church.
I'm going to teach y'all some game how to really deal with it. All it is, right, we can relax. It's only a sign of disappointment.
Come on.
They're just mad because, you know what, that day that you told them that she was in your way you really meant it and you showed it by going and getting on.
Hello.
You dig what I'm saying? See, it's a little bit different. Yeah, it's a little bit different.
They'll never. Different, huh?
But what chick ever really want to like blame herself for that?
They don't never want to accept it.
They don't never want to admit that, like, damn, I might have been the problem. I was really in that nigga way. And in his success.
I was holding him back.
I was really holding the nigga back. And he meant it when he said I was in his way.
Hey, now he's flying out there. Soaring.
Come on.
Come on, bitch. I told you stay down until I came up.
You didn't want to reap the benefits.
I told you stay down until we came up, bitch. But you didn't want to listen, bitch.
You didn't want to listen.
Church.
You didn't want to listen. I was trying to take you to the trough and get some water, but you wanted to veer off while we was all asleep at night and go
drink. I told you just to drink and go to sleep at night. I told you I'd be back, baby.
Come on. I was wondering why your ass wasn't thirsty when we got there.
Man.
You already been drinking, punk.
You went back to your mama's house.
Hey, you know what? I don't ever wish that on nobody, nobody, baby mama. Like, man, you know, I want to see him thrive and want to see him have things.
You want to see a happy home, man.
You want to see a happy home, but that's the problem. You want to see a happy home without you even.
That part.
It doesn't bother you. You're supposed to be fucked up.
Nah,
but you're supposed to be fucked up and having nothing right now. And for you to go thrive, that bothers, man, what? You're supposed to be fucked up, bro. Being talked bad about. Now all they can do is try to talk bad about
how you ain't
more successful.
When you do your job, though, they can't, you know, like.
Hey, is it a sin to want everybody to win, man? Come on, man. I'm a congratulator, man. I don't hate on nobody.
Don't hate congratulators.
Let's all win and get this shit together.
Hey, because if you get $1 million, why wouldn't you help your baby mama out? She got your kids.
I hope I get rich so I can bless put everybody in a big house, you know?
Yeah.
Put my mom, everybody in the big house, move us all out to Section 8.
Even
man.
Though I'm not fucking my baby mama, I ain't never really fucked with her.
We still got my daughter in my house. My
5 days a week when I ain't got her. You know? In a year, we have what you want.
Because, hey, we the real deal, man. We just gonna keep it real, man. If we could, we would, but, you know, right now we got to, feel me?
We still getting out the mud.
Get it.
I think Clinton said that one time. The famous Bill Clinton said that when they accused him of smoking weed. He said, I would if I could.
I would if I could, man. I ain't gonna lie. No cap.
The famous Bill Clinton said that
if
one time.
If I had it, baby, you would have it too.
Man, that part.
You know?
Don't think I'm lying to you, girl.
When I get $1 million, mama, you gonna have it too. I'm trying to get it. I'm sorry I don't come home. I ain't see you every day. Trying to make a way. I'm trying to move out of Section 8.
Man.
Is there anything else that's exciting that's coming up for the Off Twins? Like, what can we look forward to that you guys are really excited about putting out or being a part of?
Like we said, the Twin of Hearts, the little reality show we got
reality
coming.
TV show
that's
coming
be big.
Out. Feel me? We still outside slapping booties, making movies. Feel me?
Still doing what you can't do.
Feel me? Still everywhere you can't go. Feel me? You know,
do you want to know, Mike?
Come on, you need to cut it, Mike, now.
You need to cut it.
I ain't going
to
lie. Y'all throwing a big-ass party tonight. I think I'm
going to a big party tonight.
Still selling Twin Exotics, mate.
Feel
come
me?
On, man. Like I said, man, we got Trap House Exotics.
Hey, your bitch
involved,
is not
man.
Ugly. She is just broke, man. The bitch is not ugly, man. She is just broke, man.
Who told me that, man?
Oh, big bro, man. That's big bro, man. Give me the line one time, man. You ain't got to hate on my shine.
Y'all throwing a big-ass party
tonight. Big-ass party, man.
Four stories, man.
We got game room. Man.
Fuck y'all got going on tonight, man. You know I might have to attend. I might have to be early.
We here for a good time, not a long time.
Hey, real shit. I fuck with it. Man, I appreciate y'all for sliding through, man. And we gonna do this shit again, man, for sure.
We gonna keep this shit rolling,
man. Just to keep game. And sit down, man. Like, I like your shirt. No lames.
No lames, man. We sit back, kick game, man.
No snitches, Gunna. I'm sorry, Mike.
No snitching, man. No lames, man.
Man.
Come on, we can't. We ain't selling out, man. I ain't sucking no nothing. Feel me? I ain't kissing my.
I ain't even mad at that, bro.
I ain't doing none of that shit. I ain't no sellout, man.
Come on, man.
That shit it's weird,
man. So I'm putting my foot on a motherfucking neck.
Y'all niggas get offered $50 million and you still ain't doing it right.
I'd rather be broke with some hope. You hear me? Give a motherfuckers hope from the gutter, man. Huh? If you ain't got hope, you ain't got nothing, man. Huh? Feel me? I am the Pope. Come on, church. Let's go.
Hey, man.
Let's kick episode. Some motherfucking game on these motherfucking lines, man. Feel me, I'm still wearing the new J's that came out on Saturday,
man. I love when the home twins come through cutting up, nigga.
I'm still from the gutter, man, with my brother, man. Feel me? Still out the mud, man, till I get a check from above, man. Come on, God, come and bless me, man.
Hey, man, I
appreciate
y'all.
Hey, we still popping $250 bottles, man. Feel me? And we got some more in the car.
What's that, Azul?
It's that Azul, man. Till the bitch ring the bell, man.
Yeah, we got to pop us another
I got 1942, man. I got $200 Clicos you ain't ever seen before, man. The bottle's all white, man. Feel me? Bitch ass nigga.
This nigga's a nut, bro. Your brother a nut.
Come and turn me up, man. I need a motherfucking show. Hey, Zeus, come and give me a show, man.
That what would your show? What would your show be about? You
come on, man. Oh,
whatever they want.
Man,
we're doing hard. We could,
well, y'all already doing that.
We don't have big. They can make it bigger. I ain't nothing wrong with collabing. Air it on Zeus.
We ain't even got to put it on my channel.
Come on, man.
Let's go, Zeus.
I ain't even air it yet.
Y'all probably two of all the white boys I can ready, see though. Going over there.
I got the first
really,
season
like,
ready, Zeus. It's some fire shit.
Y'all be fired up.
They gonna win. We all gonna eat.
Man, come on.
I never had nothing like this.
Hey, we going to be bigger than the Nick Cannon show. Come on, y'all to give him Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon already got a show, man.
I fuck with Nick, man. What
I fuck with Nick, too. I want to come put us on.
Fuck with Nick.
I want to get on the show, too. Nick, what's up, bud? Man, how many shows you got to have? I want me to get a show, too, bud. Nick got 10 shows. 10 movies. What's up, Nick? Come on, man. Put me on the show, man.
He got more than just 10 shows.
That's what I'm saying. Nick, come on. Can we get on the show, bud?
Man.
Put the twins on them. What's the what he got the Nick the little Nick Cannon shit with the when they be doing the rap battles and shit?
What is that shit called?
Nick Cannon, and they got the rap battles. They be doing the Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out.
I want to go on Wildin' Out.
I look at that more as like comedy skits.
I go on that motherfucker.
It don't be like really rap battles to me. That's what I say, rap battles. I'm like, I know he does more like Wildin' Out's comedy skits.
Yeah, but it's something like that, yeah.
But that should be cool to see y'all on there, because y'all niggas funny niggas,
put me on Wildin' Out, man. Come on.
Y'all niggas would be funny. All y'all need is the juice.
He'll go on there.
The juice gonna go.
Come on, hey, we coming on there with about 10
of these, man. We already got the juice.
We got the juice, man.
We dripping sauce, man. Dripping juice.
Come on, Nick, come on. Holla at me, Wildin' Out.
Hey, man. I appreciate y'all for sliding through. We're going to exit this one. Hey, we're going to go get faded. We're going to go do what we do. Go smoke some, man.
Let's turn this thing back.
And really kick some
game. It's Halloween. We don't even need no costume, bitch.
I'm coming to the party. I told him already I was coming, man. Coming through as myself, man. Best costume you can have, man. Right, this motherfucker. You did.
If you ain't yourself, you need some motherfucking help, man.
Yeah.
Feel me? And I ain't throwing in the towel.
No, hey, no jumper. Coolest podcast in the world.
Hey, no
we got
jumper, and
twins.
I'm on a bitch bumper, man.
You did?
Bumper, man.
From the bad LA, man.
Hey, they said white man can't jump, but I've been on this bitch
come on,
two times.
Time, man.
Well,
come
hey, man,
on,
well, let's show them tonight. Let's show them how to shoot out the motherfucking
come on,
gym,
man.
Hey, all we do is swish.
With no jumper.